Okay, guys, I think we can go ahead and get started, and then if Michael gets here, then he can just join us. So I will call the meeting to order.
We have a Michael.
Mm-hmm. Other Michael, yes, at 5:33, yeah. Okay. Jeff, if you'd like to call
yes.
the roll.
Ms. Anderson.
Here.
Ms. Blakeman.
Here.
Mr. Fulmer. Ms. Hart.
Here.
Mr. Ledoux.
Here.
Mr. Lansford.
Here.
Mr. Malik. Ms. Pearson. Ms. Sandler.
Here.
Okay. And next we will approve the agenda. So for everyone here in the audience, we will have opportunity at each action item for public comment. But then we have a time for general public comment at the end of the meeting. Also to note, this evening we will have a closed session, but that will be at the end of the meeting. So for the public portion of the meeting, we will do all the other part of our business so everyone can participate. Do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
All right, so motion second. Do we have any questions or comments from the board about the agenda? Any questions or comments from the audience about the agenda? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed. Okay. Next we will have, we will approve the minutes, and we have the regular meeting minutes from March 26th. That's perfect. All right, do we have any questions or comments from the board about the minutes? Any questions or comments from the audience about the minutes? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed. Okay. On the minutes. And next we have the director's report.
Okay, I have just a couple of things I'd like to mention out of the director's report. First, I'd like to just reiterate that we had a fantastic National Library Week. We were thrilled to bring Suzanne Selvers to the community. She's a fantastic children's author and had several great visits at local elementary schools where we had really positive feedback about her experience there. We also had a packed house for her evening program, and it was pretty phenomenal because Suzanne was talking to primarily like fifth graders and younger about the experience of having books published as an author. And so she was sharing feedback about what you can expect and what you sometimes can't expect. And so she was sharing that, you know, there are these things like you don't get to pick your own illustrator, and that they just send you your book cover and hope that you like it. And so it was pretty phenomenal. And all of the kids in the room were really engaged and just asking wonderful questions. We also had a really fantastic broadcast with Penny for Your Thoughts. I hope you all had a chance to listen to that. We really appreciate Brian coming here each year and spending time with us to talk all things library for that week. And then the last thing I just wanted to mention is that everyone should have received an e-invitation to the Douglas Branch Makerspace opening on May 3rd from 12 to 3. We'll have tours and our technology demonstrations to show off all of the fun equipment in the space.
Okay, all right. Next we have a resolution rejecting a bid for Teen Space lighting system.
So this is a little bit different for us. Typically we have, at this point in our bid process, a contract for you all to review and approve, but unfortunately for our Teen Space project, we received one bid. And the bid was quite a bit higher than we had budgeted and anticipated. So our architect took the time to review, to scope out the bid, to review it with the contractor, as well as to refer back to the manufacturer about the price of the equipment that it would take to redo the Teen Space lights, and feels confident in the decision and recommendation to ultimately ask the board to decline the bid and then allow us to go back out for another cycle of competitive bidding. And we do think that we'll have more response on a new round. There were quite a few contractors and electricians in the space when we held the mandatory walkthrough, so we are hopeful that we'll have a more competitive cycle.
Do you think it's being affected by the tariff talk?
At this point, I don't know that that's having much impact. I believe that where the lights are located is domestic, so I don't think that we were too concerned about that at this point. I think that the overall project scope is not, you know, particularly high, so we're hopeful that, you know, maybe this is a job that they'd be able to work in over their summer work.
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend approval.
Second.
Okay. Are there any questions or comments from the board about the resolution? Any questions or comments from the audience about the resolution? Then all those in favor say aye.
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 And opposed? Okay. That motion carries. Then next is our fiscal year 25 revised adopted budget and fiscal year 26 proposed budget.
So before we dive into the details on the two budgets, I just wanted to share a little bit more information about the process of how we come to developing the budgets. Of course, we work internally with our teams, with our departments and our managers to develop our budgets and our budget requests. Then we share the drafts with our finance committee from the board and giving them an opportunity to review and share their recommendation. And then, of course, we share the drafts with the city manager and the finance director at the city. And then one thing that I do want to call out as part of this budget process is, and Jen will get into this as we get into the memo, but that by approving the fiscal year 26 budget, we would be restoring those Friday night hours here at May. So very exciting.
So I'll start with the memo and work in tandem a little bit with the detailed fund budgets behind that are attached to the memo. So we'll start with the operating budget, which is the bulk of what we'll discuss today. We received word that the estimated 2024 tax levy is showing a growth of 9.73% over the 2023 tax levy. We originally had budgeted for 8%, so it's very exciting to get a little extra. It gives us an extra $253,000 for fiscal year 25 that we've worked into the budget, as well as gives us a income of $10,184,966 for fiscal year 2026. One thing to note, if you look at the 701 on the front page, the corporate replacement tax, we have dropped that down from $150,000 to $130,000 based on some early rate information we were getting and receipts up to this point. It looks like that's dropping a little bit in the next year or two, so we wanted to account for that. Just because I like pointing it out, our interest income is a lot higher than it's been because of that investment in the IMET fund that we started back in February. So we're seeing maybe around $89,000 according to my very conservative projections, which is really exciting. That's a great boost. And then down for salaries, we're looking for fiscal year 2026 to do a 3.75% cost of living increase with a 0.5% salary increase. So staff will see a 4.25% increase this year. One thing to note, we are increasing our minimum wage from $15 an hour to $16 an hour since we've just, you know, it's now officially $15 minimum. We like to stay ahead of that. And our FTE will increase 85.975, which will include their listed in the memo, which will include new positions to help with the makerspace of Douglas and the addition of Friday night hours. Down near the bottom, a few pages in the last page of the operating fund budget, we are looking at a fund balance of 32.16%, which exceeds the recommended 30%. Mm-hmm. Slowly working to close that gap where we are short payroll for a few months while we wait for our first levy payment of the year. One other thing to note that is very, very exciting, this year is our last year of the debt service payment, so that will free up $241,000 annually. Debbie might come in to hand that check over. She just spoke about it the other day. Moving on to the next page is our five-year forecast. It has some nice colors and theme. Just to point out, just to look and make sure we're planning ahead as far as we can with what we know so far, and that we're still showing healthy growth. And everything looks great. For the capital budget, which is Fund 702, I just wanted to point out that we have some expenditures, some larger items coming up in 2026 for canteen lighting, which Brittany just mentioned, as well as our bamboo flooring replacement. Those are larger items that will be coming from our library improvement fund, as well as additional furniture needs throughout the year. The next page is the 27th pay period. It's just increasing that a little bit, our annual contribution to that, to keep up, to make sure we have a pay period available to us when that comes due in 2028. Jeez, that's faster than our gift fund, you're just carrying balance and planning for those programming enhancements. And then our library cafe just still showing a little bit of growth, and that we're maintaining that fund balance there. We are still budgeting a potential for an infusion, but so far this year we haven't needed it. We just keep it just in case something were to happen and we have to help them out a little bit. And then the per capita grant fund 712, we're budgeting as we received this year. As of right now, we have heard we are not receiving that, but we're keeping an eye on it, making sure we can prepare for that possibility. Is a very quick rundown of the budget.
So I see the health insurance, we're thinking about a 10% annual increase.
Yep, that's our conservative assumption.
Yeah.
We do back that up and get some input from our
Our insurance market is going to be very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Next year.
Yeah,
correct.
But we have a motion to approve.
Motion.
Okay.
Second.
And second. All right. Do we have any further questions or comments from the board on this item? Any comments or questions from the audience on this item? Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed. All right. Next, we have the fiscal year 25-26 proposed personnel complement.
So the personnel complement is basically the demonstration of the positions that we anticipate adding to our existing personnel FTE. As Jen mentioned, we worked with our teams to develop what our needs would be for the Douglas Branch Maker and Friday night hours. We've had the opportunity to share this with the Personnel Committee and the Finance Committee for their review and recommendation. And we are looking to increase about 4.875 FTE.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the personnel complement.
Make a motion to approve the personnel complement.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay, great, thank you. And do we have any questions or comments from the board about the personnel complement? Okay. Any questions or comments from the audience on the personnel complement? Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed. All right. Then we have the fiscal year 25-26 proposed salary schedule.
So the salary schedule reflects the increase that Jen shared. In addition, it reflects the classification changes that we had as recommendation out of the benchmarking study. Again, the process for this was also to share this with the Finance and Personnel Committees. And this is what we have.
Are we considering compression as a result of the increased page wage?
Yes, we've taken a look at that, and we don't have a concern for this year, but it's something we're keeping an eye on.
Yeah, it doesn't quite look like it, but I think it's going to be okay.
What do you mean by that?
So because we've increased the pages wages, it starts to cause some compression at those lower grades.
Okay.
They start to get really close to kind of our permanent employees.
Got it.
That was discussed.
Yes, and so typically what we would envision is we'll keep an eye on it, and right now we're within best practice, but we will be continuing to review that as we make recommendations. And I think, you know, next year, in addition to seeing how the city might be adjusting their scale as a result of their benchmarking study, it's possible we might have more work to do too.
Thanks. Just
want to
make sure it's on our radars.
Yeah.
I recommend approval.
Okay. We have a second.
Second.
Okay. Do we have any further questions or comments on the proposed salary schedule from the board? Okay. Any questions or comments from the audience on the proposed salary schedule? Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? All right. And now we have our regular financial reports.
Okay. We can get started with the check register.
Yes, sorry. Yes, we will start with the check register.
Okay. On the check register, on page 2, both of my plans, on page 2, we near the middle, bottom of the page, you can see our $7,796 to product LLC. That is fees for our architects for the work we're doing over at Douglas. As down near the bottom, very, very bottom, you can see there's a $37,362 that is to Lehman Brothers for for our new minivan to replace the one that was totaled back several months ago. We have received insurance, or that we are finalizing the insurance payout to cover some of that difference. But we went ahead and purchased the van amidst pricing fluctuations. Mm-hmm. We found a good one at a very good price and jumped on that. So.
What is a minivan used for?
Brittany, would you like to?
Sure. Yeah, so our maintenance team uses it to move back and forth between both locations. In addition, the cafe pickup for supply orders from like Sam's and Costco and that kind of thing. We do have the opportunity sometimes, a couple times usually per year, to use it for, so maintenance of course primarily uses it daily.
Mm-hmm.
But we have the opportunity several times per year to use it for professional development. When we go to conferences, we get to kind of all pack together in the van. So.
And
it's been really helpful.
And you're not paying for individual transportation costs,
right,
for all,
yeah,
of
the
folks.
Right.
Yeah.
What year is that?
So the new van, I believe, is a 2024. Yeah. And it's the exact same style, because again, we are primarily using it for cargo, but we do need to have the ability to have the back seat. So when we do have multiple staff in there, and our maintenance team has been very pleased with it.
It's a good price for a new
van. That's not bad at all, really.
Good. Mm-hmm. And that was really all the main items I wanted to point out on the check register for outstanding for this month.
So for this one, we will need a motion to file.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Do we have any questions or comments from the board about the check register? Any questions or comments from the audience about the check register? All right, all those in favor, say aye.
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 And opposed, same sign. All right, next we have the financial statements.
All right, starting with our operating funds, we, in our revenue near the top, we are looking a little low with our corporate replacement tax, which I mentioned in the budget. We have since received a few disbursements, so it's getting better. We did check into that. So we're getting there, but it is lower than it was originally anticipated.
Is it just being slow in being received, or what?
A little bit of both. But the part of it is just it's somewhat unpredictable thing anyway. So we're you know, we stay aligned with what, you know, our counterparts at the city and kind of check in, and we checked in on some rates, and just I felt like we probably need to shift our expectation a little bit, just on some things I've seen. Also, we are still, I'm going to keep pointing out interest because it makes me smile every morning, and it's still looking really good. We've been, and our rate actually has gone, posted a little higher just the last few days. I noticed we've inched up to 4.27%. We started at 4.24, so that is very happy news. And then down for expenses, you were tracking along. Materials are starting to inch up closer to alignment with our budget as we're using up that per capita funding and starting to start really spending our materials expenses. And then same with commodities, we're starting to see expenditures come through for summer reading and all that, and the bulk of our expenditures happen near this time of year, so we should start seeing some of that go up a little more. Fund balance is looking great, and everything is moving along for operating. Flipping over to capital, as I mentioned, we have the, in the furniture line, we have the van purchase, as well as some additional trickling items for the makerspace and computer equipment and things like that as we finalize that project. And more interest. On the next page for the cafe fund, we are still doing great with sales. We actually hit 7% higher than last year. Mm-hmm. At this point, I checked back in the last several months, we've been hovering right around 5, so we grew a lot. It was a big month this month for sales at the cafe. Mm-hmm. And again, have not had to infuse them yet this year, so keeping an eye, but it's looking good. On the back, we have our per capita fund. And just steadily spending that down, and we should have it all used up by the end of the year. Continue to use our operating funds for materials after that. And no material change in the 27th pay period fund, just interest. All of them should stop saying that. but nothing worth losing that till the end of the year. And then I did include the grant fund report again, and we are in the process of preparing our first progress report there, so hopefully we'll start seeing some movement soon on the money in, not just the money. Okay. We're keeping an eye on that as well. Yep. That's all I've got.
Okay. So for this, for the financial statements, we will need a motion to accept.
So moved.
And a second. Okay. Either way. You. Great. Okay. Do we have any additional questions or comments from the board about the financial statements? Okay. Any questions or comments from the audience about the financial statements? Okay. All those in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
And opposed. All right. Next, we have the committee and liaison reports. So the foundation.
Foundation has little to report, but what we have to report is big. We have been given a large amount of money. Again, it's anonymous at this point, and the exact amount is not revealed, but it's big. So, this will be coming down the pike.
That's great news. Okay, City Council.
Yes, we've only had two meetings since our last one, since our last library meeting. So, at our last study session, we talked about the mental health co-responder model. So we're pushing forward with a plan to implement that relatively quickly, so hopefully by the beginning of fall, that would be when we would plan to start having folks on duty doing that work. I'm happy to talk a little more in detail if you're interested. And then for our regular business, probably the most notable thing was adopting a street.
What
is a co-responder? Mental health co-response model, what is that?
Mm-hmm. So the idea will be that when someone has been identified through the 911 operators as needing, as potentially needing mental health supports, that a social worker will attend that with an officer in the hopes that they can help de-escalate situations. And really, we would hope that there will be some relationships built that can help alleviate some of the continuous concerns that we're having. And so hopefully those folks who are responding to that can help get folks into more permanent solutions, help identify additional resources that those folks can use.
There was an excellent article in the News Gazette about from the two police chiefs, both Urbana and Champaign, saying how this looked promising, and in addition, a couple potentially dangerous events were defused by using good policing techniques. I think these are very good reports coming out in a beleaguered, understaffed department.
I was going to say, I think one of the biggest, so there's several things, you know, we as a council were really hoping for this, but we've also heard from our officers that this is something that they feel ill-equipped to manage, and so having other professionals with other areas of expertise would be tremendously helpful. And it will help relieve them from these situations where they don't have tools to be effective to go handle other situations where they are intended to be effective. So I think hopefully that will help help even a little bit with staffing.
And that would be helpful for the library to know that that is coming, because that
absolutely
can be
yeah,
it would just be helpful for some. Oh, sorry, losing an earring while I'm sitting here. Okay, and then friends. Friends of the library. Sorry, just as you are taking a drink, Michael. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
It's your turn to share about the friends.
I had a conflict today and something to go to the meeting.
Okay. So Brittany can get it.
Sure.
So,
yeah. The friends are maintaining, doing very steady, seeing membership growth. Their funds year over year are looking fantastic, and they're doing really great work. And they are preparing for their annual meeting. So as soon as the details are ironed out and the invitations are ready, we'll make sure that the board receives them.
Okay, so now is the time for our regular public comment, and I do have our general statement to share. The board now invites public comment. Public comment is an opportunity for the board to listen to community concerns. We treat the matters raised at public comment seriously, and in the interest of responding thoughtfully, it is the board's standard practice not to engage in back and forth exchanges or to respond on the spot. Rather, we listen carefully, take comments under consideration, and follow up with thorough research so that the board or library staff can make an informed response at an appropriate time. Each person is allotted 5 minutes to speak, and we request that each speaker state their name and city of residence prior to speaking. And we now invite any community member in attendance to participate. All right. We always love to have people here. Thank you. Let's see. Next, we have comments from the board. I do have something to share if no one else does. I did want to share, I shared this with Brittany, but wanted all of you and staff to hear this as well. I attended my daughter's musical at Edison this weekend. And it was wonderful for lots of reasons. It was Matilda Jr. It's lovely. But my daughter shared with me that she had been helping, she played a role in the musical, but she shared with me that she had also helped with sewing the costumes. And so I asked her, I said, oh, what did you sew? She's like, oh, well, I was hemming this person's pants and this person's pants, and then I did the curtains and I did this, and she's telling me everything that she sewed. I did not teach her how to sew. And so then she was telling me about how she learned these skills at the library, which I knew she had learned how to sew at the library, but she did also tell me that the machine that the school has, well, we were working at, the machines at the library have a different bobbin system. I don't even know. I don't know. So this is, but she's telling me all of this,
wow.
And I was just thinking and reflecting on what a great gift it was that she was able to learn these very useful skills. The fact that children are not only have a safe space to come after school and that they are, you know, well cared for and can do homework and all of these things, but they are, after a full day of school, absorbing new skills and then applying them was just, it was just very exciting to see. So thank you. Thank you for teaching my daughter to sew. That she's applying those skills to something practical. So
that's wonderful. I think the kids today are limited compared to a few years ago, I say when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Used to, you know, we had shop. We learned how to use saws and
mm-hmm.
everything like that. Kids used to change their own tires on cars. You just don't see that stuff. Mostly women, but I always liked to sew. My mother sewed, and that sort of thing is handy forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't care what your life is. Sometimes you need to sew. Buttons come off.
Yeah.
You know, hems come off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. I think the library serves many functions, and a lot of them are practical.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. It's excellent to have academic, but it's very important to have practical. Electrical engineers know you need to know how to change out an outlet. The professors tell me a lot of them don't. So, you know, you sort of say, "Ooh, what are we missing here?" So I would encourage the library to continue this type of stuff.
Absolutely.
I just want to feed on what you were saying earlier, because I was looking at the numbers of the teen program attendance. 2,000, that just warms my heart, especially for teenagers, like you said, after school, being able to come to a safe space and be able to explore and learn and do their homework and connect with friends, it just really warms my heart. So I have a teenager, my grandson, and his friends, and so that's the library being a cool place. Just
yeah.
You know, it really does.
Well, thank you, everyone. I think we do have a closed session this evening, and we will need to make a motion to go into closed session. When we do, though, we will take a short break, just a couple of minutes, so that we can change over the recording to the two different recordings. But I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jared, I think we need to read the statement in
That's
order.
Correct.
So I make a motion to move into closed session for number one, the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees of the public body, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee to determine its validity, or two, collective negotiating matters between the public body and its employees or their representatives, or deliberations concerning salary schedules for one or more classes of employees as authorized by 5. ILCS 120/2C1 and 5 ILCA 120/2C2.
Mm-hmm.
Well done.
Thank you.
It's okay.
Okay, and I believe we need a roll call vote for this one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ms. Anderson?
Yes.
Ms. Blakeman?
Yes.
Mr. Fulmer?
Yes.
Ms. Hart?
Yes.
Mr. Ledoux?
Yes.
Mr. Lansford?
Yes.
Mr. Malik? Ms. Pearson, Ms. Sandler.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Oh, yeah. We will take just a short break, a couple minutes, so that we can transition over the recording.
Jill, we didn't get any paper from Minnie, did we?
I'm sorry.
Paper evaluation? Did she get?
No.
Okay. Huh? So I've got nothing. But okay.
Okay.